Welcome back to another edition of Hail and Hog Talk. I'm Steven Zara, joined by Ari Quanjo. And prior to being drafted in 2015, you spent a couple years at Alabama. What was Tuscaloosa like? Because we know about the football team, we know about the success, but what was that city like?
The city was crazy. It was great. Crazy in the best way possible. Just being there for like four and a half years, it was really cool. Just being able to get the love from all the fans, and I think it's, you know, the best college in the world. I went to a lot of places choosing whenever it was time for me to choose colleges, and the family environment, the kind of respect and the love and attention that the football team gets from all the fans. You know, sometimes on game day you can't even use your cell phone because there's so many people in town ready to cheer us on. So it was great to be in T-Town.
And of course, you were joined by your brother at Alabama.
That's
was
right.
There ever a thought of maybe going somewhere else with some of the offers that you had?
Oh yeah, I mean, I was looking at a lot of places going into picking schools and stuff like that. But ultimately, you know, Bama's Bama.
And when you were out on the campus, you know, were you kind of, was it like a superstar feeling? Like, would they go up to you and be like, hey, Ari, you know, good luck this Saturday or things like that?
It kind of would be. Like, a lot of people would, you know, just say hi and stuff like that. And at that point, you know, you're just trying to get your class and you just got done running 110s or something like that. So it kind of whooped a little bit. But for the most part, people were pretty respectful and, you know, just said hi or something like that and didn't really try to, like, keep me too alert or anything like that.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. We thank you again for your time, and we'll see you on another edition of Hail and Hog Talk.